Thursday, November 18th, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. It's clearer every single day that America is dealing with or going through some kind of psychological funk. Or maybe it's not psychological. Maybe what's happening to this country is demonic in origin. Pick whatever cause you like, but something very dark is happening to America. More and more people every day are turning against the values and traditions that made this country so successful in the first place. And instead, they're now embracing modes of thought that have never worked. Never worked in any country or in any society. It's obvious that we're becoming like the Soviet Union or Maoist China. And not simply because more and more of our leaders are becoming literal communists. We're becoming more like these countries because we're thinking the way that they did. And here's an example from just the other day. This outfit called CSPI just took a look at every single scientific research grant made by the National Science Foundation, the NSF. That's an outfit with an $8 billion per year budget to fund this country's core scientific research. Kind of an important outfit. Well, 31 years ago, in 1990, less than 3% of research proposals the NSF granted contained buzzwords like diversity or inclusion or equity and the like. Today, 30% of grants use those words. So we're throwing a bunch of money at science, but it's fake science. Cargo cult science. We're giving out money to people with the right political views so they can produce more and more political garbage. And as long as we do that, our scientists here in the United States aren't going to produce anything useful with all of that money. It'll just be trash. We're seeing free speech disappear from the United States right before our eyes. That's not hyperbolic. We've gone from the country where any person can hold any opinion to one where congressional Democrats want Paul Gosar censured or even put in prison for sharing a dumb anime video. We're seeing people afraid to say basic truths. Truths like people are born male and female and that can't change. Truths that almost everyone agrees with. But they are self-censoring because some buzzcut psycho in the HR department will find out and fire them. We're seeing Christianity disappear from public life, replaced with nihilism, hedonism, and Satanism. Basically, America isn't really America anymore. So what is it? Connie Thatch may have an idea. Her parents almost died fleeing communism in Vietnam to come here. But now she's watching the ideas that destroyed Vietnam migrate here. We're very interested in speaking with Connie, and she joins us now. Connie, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Hi, Stu. Thank you for having me on the show. Absolutely. So, you know, when I was a little girl growing up in Arkansas, actually, I'm a proud American-born citizen here. My father once would say that people living in this great country have had it far too long where we've been comfortable. We've been very comfortable. We don't know what it's like to suffer, to be impoverished, to have individual rights stripped away from us. And as a proud American-born citizen, I never in the 37 years of my life would ever think I would be living in a country that is starting to adopt philosophies and practices from the very country my family risked their lives fleeing from. So I'm not only am I a proud American born citizen, but I'm also a Christian. And I agree with you, Stu, like within at least my Christian worldview, I think there is definitely an evil warfare among us. And it's almost like a spiritual battle where it's now causing a pathologic spiritual division within ourselves, the individual, within the family, community, nation, and the world. And Mark 3 says, if a kingdom is divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. And how do you do this? How do you destroy the most powerful country on earth with the most powerful allies, right? If you can't outgun us, how do you destroy America? Well, you kill America from within and you divide us. You divide what keeps us strong. And it's by taking away religion, God, out of our communities. It is a sense of our moral compass. Yeah, as an individual, we are now indoctrinating our children in public schools with critical race theory and unnecessary hypersexualization of their curriculum. We're also rewriting history. So that is one of the most profound ways they are causing, I believe at least, an individual spiritual warfare that's really tearing us apart from just the homes, from the individual and from the family.
Gosh, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, everything that you're saying is spot on. Rewriting history. I mean, we're tearing down statues that represent who we are and how we got here. And if we can't acknowledge our past, how can we ever
prevent ourselves from repeating those same mistakes? Absolutely. And just to show you how we're adopting something similar to communistic thinking, it's right out there. It's the cancel culture. It's just now permeating in our society. It's my way or the highway. It's the intolerance. And it's the censorship of big tech. I was casually talking to my father about the concerns of loss of medical freedom, where everyone is now forced to get the vaccine or not. And he kind of casually said, you know, this kind of actually is reminiscent to Vietnam in the way that there is just now, you know, coercion and tyranny. Government, you know, back then in Vietnam controlled all forms of media. Back then, you know, in the 60s and 70s, it wasn't the internet, but it was radio, newspaper. The government controlled what came out of those news outlets. And it's very similar to that, to things like now, you know, doctors are fired or banned for trying to treat patients with COVID-19 with alternative therapies, being banned from scientific journals. Michael Crichton said it best, consensus is not always science. And that's just one example of this big cancel culture that we're adopting within ourselves, within our friends and family, and also at a large level of allowing big tech to censor us on social media, you know, like Facebook or YouTube.
Yeah. And your parents nearly died fleeing a country because of communism and oppression. Yes. Real
they lost
oppression.
Everything.
And yes. We have people that are migrating here illegally, most of them, that then get here and want to instill the same thing that they just fled from. So if America does topple and bend a knee to communism eventually, I mean, then where does anybody flee to? Or do we just have a global communist society, a one world government, a new world order, a great reset?
And that is my biggest concern. I've heard these type of words being used here. That seems to be one of the most plausible explanation in the way that they are causing this to be a global effort in mass vaccination, mass mandates, you know, so it's very similar. And one thing I can also say is, you know, most of us, and just like my mom and dad, we just wanted an opportunity to live a good life, to be a productive citizen. And I can tell you that in communist Vietnam, they lost everything. They lost absolutely everything. All the business owners fled. All the companies and factories that were employing people fled. Many people were completely impoverished. They had no opportunity. My father even spoke about how, you know, families are at one point just given a ration of whatever currency was at the time, no matter how many mouths they had to feed, just to subsist on. So this is just a very scary issue where I think we are starting to adopt many of the philosophical concepts and practices that are very, very close to putting us into something similar like that, to that nightmare.
Well, you know what? People are to not fear. Fear is paralysis. Fear paralyzes people. And I would encourage people not to fear. And you know what? You're right. Many people are fleeing physical locations, fleeing the country. But more people, I believe, right now are fleeing the world. They're fleeing the world and they are running to the cross. They're fleeing the world and they are running to God. And that is because Almighty God, the most powerful, most perfect Father ever, is showing us right now that there is nowhere to run but to Him. And yes. I thank Jesus for that. I got about 30 seconds left here. What's your final words?
I guess I would say that if you support medical freedom, at least to your own God-given bodily sovereignty, to join us this Saturday. I'm part of the big Aggress Efforts movement with Mark Bischofsky on StopTheMandateMN.org. We are hosting a rally at the KSTP Channel 5 news station. If they want to censor us, we'll just bring our voices on a silver platter to them at the forefront of KSTP Channel 5 in St. Paul and University Avenue this Saturday, the 20th from 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m.
We had a very large media accountability campaign happening at the Stu Peters Show, specifically through my Telegram channel, and we're going to pick that back up. We've been busy with some other things. I am not distracted from that. Mark Bischofsky, for those of you who have not seen or heard from him, is a former respiratory therapist from a hospital here in the Minneapolis-St. Paul Twin Cities metropolitan area who has since blown the whistle and is a strong activist for medical freedom. He's holding these rallies all over the place, and what a brilliant idea. So now, if the media wants to ignore, and KSTP, by the way, was one of them that was targeted by this truthful media accountability campaign, but yet still refused to do anything other than cover some sort of a hit piece on the vaccine adverse events reporting system, calling it unreliable. We acknowledge that they are correct. That adverse events reporting system, VAERS, is unreliable because due to a Harvard study and somebody we're going to talk to next who's a VAERS whistleblower and a physician assistant, she says that the VAERS data is being throttled and that she supports the Harvard study that less than 1% of actual vaccine injuries are reported to that system. So good on you for going there. If they're going to ignore you, go there. How can they ignore you standing right outside of their broadcasting facility? So that's KSTP, 3 o'clock this upcoming weekend. If you want details on that, go to stopthemandatemn.org. Stopthemandatemn.org. Connie Thatch, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
It's campaigns like that one, getting out in front of the media, holding them accountable to do what they are designed to do, which is tell the truth. And that's all we are doing. That is the entire premise of that platform. I work hard every day to try to put myself out of a job. Fighting against this decades-long propaganda brainwashing operation. The media is not truthful. We know that. We know that. And getting this out is the most important thing. Red-pilling people is so incredibly important. Which is why I'm proud to have StepOnSocks.com as a sponsor. That is their main mission as well. Go to StepOnSocks.com. This is an independently owned, Patriot-owned organization. That's why we're proud to have them here. The classic sock features globalists like Clinton, Obama, Fauci, Gates, Pelosi, Biden, the people that are trying to ruin your life, tear apart the fabric of the country, destroy and shred the Constitution right in front of your face. You can step on them all day long. It does give you a sense of personal satisfaction because you know what's inside of your cowboy boots. Stepping on these snakes all day, but when you take the boots off at the end of the day and you kick them up at somebody else's house, maybe on your desk at work, you show people, you red pill people. My favorite is the Trust in God sock. The Free Our Kids sock is available. The Trader Joe version is back in stock right now. That was popular, flew off the shelves. The Trader Joe version is back, plus real silver, precious metals, silver available at steponsocks.com, as well as all sorts of different flags. Go there, check it out for yourself. These are patriots who have been here since almost the beginning and are credited in large part for keeping the Stu Peters Show on the air. We hope that you'll do your Christmas shopping with steponsocks.com. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to steponsocks.com. Well, one of the primary tools that we have for tracking all of the adverse events, the side effects, the injuries, the deaths to this bioweapon is the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System database, which is kept by the CDC. Now, as is, that database has shown tens of thousands of adverse events. Right now, as of the time of this broadcast, over 875,000 total reported adverse events and deaths approaching 19,000. The CDC insists there's nothing to see here. But is VAERS even accurate in the first place? Deborah Conrad says it isn't. Deborah's a hospital PA who recently lost her job after trying to expose how they're covering up vaccine-related injuries in VAERS reporting. Deborah's effort to reveal the truth has cost her everything. So we wanted to bring her on, not just to get the truth out, but also to give her some assistance in rebuilding her life. Very courageous. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Stu.
Of course. So you have firsthand experience. You witnessed these numbers being throttled, being falsified, going unreported. How so?
Well, the vaccines were rolled out in my hospital system in December. And by January, almost immediately, we started seeing patients coming into the emergency room and being admitted with problems that they didn't have before vaccines. Some people had them happen immediately. Some people had them happen a couple of weeks after. And it was so noticeable, we all started talking about it. So I took it upon myself to start educating myself about VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, because we were not educated on this at all. Nobody in our hospital system educated us on what to do if we saw problems after vaccination rollout. So I started taking upon myself to start reporting these patients, and I notified leadership because I was actually part of leadership. And at first they said, yeah, okay, go ahead and start reporting. But as these numbers of patients and more people became aware, I needed help because it was taking over my life. I had so many patients to report. And when I went back to leadership, that's when they said, you know, we talked with risk management, our legal department, you know, and you can no longer report on any patients that weren't your own. You can only report on the ones that you personally took care of. Any of those other ones, it's up to the provider to report. And I said, but they don't know what to report. We have received no education. We don't know what to do, and nobody's helping us. And they're like, "Well, it's not our fault. You know, you as an individual are responsible to report, and that's it. We're not responsible for educating you." And the more I pushed them, the more pushback I got. You know, to the point where I knew my job was going to be threatened as a result of it. I was told I was creating vaccine hesitancy in the hospital, that I was making people uncomfortable. I was told that I must support the vaccine effort because that's what our organization supports and that's what the CDC supports. And I said, but what about safety? It's not about supporting, not supporting. This is not a for or against. This is just a safety issue. That's what VAERS is for. It's an early warning system. And if we're not doing the reports, we're never going to know if they are safe.
So being that you,
it's a conflict of interest.
Sure. And being that you were so adamant about this, you knew that your job was going to be threatened. You just acknowledged that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You must have been seeing an eye-popping amount of adverse events relating to this shot.
Absolutely. And it wasn't just myself. It was many of the providers in the emergency room. Many of them were the ones who gave me the patients to report. And many of them are my own. On an average day, I would see 18 to 20 patients, and I would do anywhere from 4 to 5 VAERS reports a day. And that's a lot. I work in a small community hospital. It's not a large hospital by any means. Our average daily census is 40 patients, and I was doing 4 to 5 a day. I mean, that's astronomical. And there are things that we couldn't explain otherwise. These aren't things that, you know, patients already had these conditions and they were exacerbated. These are people coming in with brand new medical problems they did not have before vaccination.
What kind of problems were you seeing?
Including COVID-19 infection. And those are reportable events. And then I was told after I got audited by my hospital, they audited my VAERS reports, I was told I was over-reporting. And I said to them, on the VAERS website, it is clear exactly what we are supposed to be reporting. And every one of these patients falls into those guidelines. How am I over-reporting?
So what were some of the injuries that you were seeing specifically?
Well, one of the most important things that I made sure I reported was COVID-19 infection, including death, because I had many patients who were fully vaccinated who died of COVID in our hospital that I reported. I was told that was over-reporting. I also reported many patients who had strokes following their vaccination, heart attacks, new cardiomyopathies, seizures, many blood clots. And these are patients who were often already on blood thinners, who developed blood clots on blood thinners after their vaccination. So much so that I went to, again, my physician leadership, and I said, why are our blood thinners no longer working in 2021? And their response was, well, sometimes medications don't work. And I said, well, they worked in 2020. Why all of a sudden are we seeing all these patients with blood clots? These are things that cannot be explained. I had a patient who developed type 1 diabetes in her 60s after vaccination. And every physician involved in her chart said it was likely a vaccine related issue. I mean, these are odd things. I wasn't reporting, things that we could explain by other means. I was doing exactly what the VAERS website said we are supposed to be doing.
Okay, so they stopped you from reporting this stuff, and then you ultimately ended up getting fired. What led to your termination ultimately? I mean, obviously, your resistance to back down, your refusal to back down, and that you were going to live up to your Hippocratic oath, I would assume, to do no harm. Right. But what was the actual incident that they said,
well,
no, this
what
isn't
happened enough. Was I obviously came out publicly, and that was at the advice of my attorneys to start coming out publicly about this. And after that happened and it kind of hit the airways, at the same time, I was involved I was a plaintiff in a lawsuit in New York State against the mandates. And so I was doing some interviews for some local media and news organizations. And so I was being, after that all happened, I started getting pulled into the office on a weekly basis and was kind of reprimanded because I was told patients were complaining and various things, which again, in my 17 years, I don't have patients complaining about me. So I knew it was kind of coming. And then I was at work the one day I had a religious exemption. I was actively working, and in the middle of my shift, I got pulled into an office. And I was questioned about coming forward. I was questioned about, I had a GoFundMe page that I had started up because I knew, I said, I'm going to be terminated. I just know it. They were questioning me about a New York Times article I did. And they said, are you going to get the vaccine? And I said, no, at this point, I'm not going to. And they said, well, what about testing? Are you going to test? And I said, right now, I'm not planning on getting testing. And at that point, the mandate didn't start until the 12th, and it was the 6th, and they said basically today's your last day, and I was escorted or
so terminated. They terminated you for not complying with a mandate that did not exist,
right? And that was and actually, to be honest with you, when I got my termination letter, there is no reasoning on there. It just says your employment is ended.
Okay, there's so you were wrongfully terminated. I mean, it's very clear to me right now that you were wrongfully terminated. Let me ask you this, yep, for the record, because my detractors are going to publish this and they're going to say, right wing, far right, shock jock, whatever they want to call me today, interviewed an anti-vaxxer. Are you an anti-vaxxer?
I am not an anti-vaxxer. I am not an anti-vaxxer at all. And it's crazy because my kids are vaccinated for their childhood vaccines. I was vaccinated for my childhood vaccines. It's the COVID vaccine that I'm afraid of. And I think from what I've seen and the lack of explanation and the complete and blatant ignoring of all of my concerns, I have a right to have concerns and I'm scared. And it doesn't make me an anti-vaxxer. It just makes me somebody that has a lot of questions that nobody is answering.
Did you educate your patients on the risks associated with this? Did you give them an informed consent based on what you knew about these shots?
Yes, I do. But that is very highly discouraged. It is discouraged to tell your patients anything.
So what are you encouraged to tell patients who are not?
That the vaccine is safe and effective.
And what if they say, but I've heard this or I've read that. What are they telling you then to tell them? Do they have a handbook of propaganda that you're supposed to spew back at them?
They tell us to tell them to refer them to their, their educational material, to their own private physician, things like that. But we are to support the vaccine effort in the workplace. If we are caught talking in any way negatively about the vaccine at the workplace, we will be terminated. And there was a nurse shortly after I was let go that was trying to educate their patient and was terminated as a result because the patient had questions.
So let's just do some numbers here real quick. And I don't know if you have a record exactly verbatim in your head, but what would you say is the percentage of vaccine injuries that you saw that you diagnosed as a vaccine injury that you knew was a vaccine related injury? I hate calling this thing a vaccine because by definition it is not. And we're participating in propaganda speak if we call this a vaccine. Vaccines provide immunity. These do not.
Correct.
So if you were to guess a percentage of people that you saw that were injured by these shots that you were not allowed to report to the vaccine adverse events reporting system, what would you say that the percentage of unreported injuries are occurring right now?
Oh my, you mean in general?
Yeah.
I completely agree with the Harvard study that less than 1% of vaccine reactions go unreported.
So we're looking at today 875,651 is what the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, according to OpenVAERS, which is the most up-to-date information that we have access to. I don't know why. There are 11 other databases out there that are tracking the injuries associated with these shots from Moderna, from Pfizer, from Johnson & Johnson, but we only have access to the one that is the most unreliable. But if that number is 875,000, you agree that that's less than 1% of the actual events that are occurring?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The number, as I guarantee you, astronomical. If everybody reported exactly what they were supposed to report, which is on the VAERS website, the exact criteria, if everybody did that criteria, the numbers would be astronomical. Most patients have no idea that when they got hospitalized after vaccine, they didn't even make any association that it had anything to do with the vaccine.
Deborah, I was listening to a story last night. I was listening to one nurse talk to another nurse at hockey practice, okay? And I was listening to one nurse say, I had to leave my shift. I ate something. I had the worst pains. Like there was this really bad pain, like pain that I've never felt before. And it wasn't like indigestion pain. It was like super like bad pain, like here in this area. And I wanted to say, well, maybe your uterus is being liquefied, you know, but I don't want to say that obviously at hockey practice in front of a bunch of children. And these nurses they're part of the system. They're being indoctrinated. They have this like safe and effective rhetoric that's being pushed at them all the time. Would you agree that this is what's happening, that a lot of people don't even know that they're injured, that they're vaccine injured?
Absolutely. They don't know. And again, we're not going to know because nobody's reporting. So that's the whole point of VAERS. That was the whole point of the reporting, is that if we start seeing trends in certain disease patterns, maybe there's an association, but nobody was educated that that's what they're supposed to do. If you ask an average patient, and I did this, who got vaccinated, were you educated about VAERS? Were you educated about what to do if you had X, Y, or Z? They all say no. None of them have any clue. That's not informed consent.
Now, we've checked out the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System database. It's not easy to report an injury there either. You have to do a lot of navigating through there. And by the way, reporting to a federally monitored database fraudulently is a criminal offense. It's a felony. And a lot of people are out here saying, well, the VAERS database is unreliable. Yes, it is unreliable because the Harvard study suggests that, your firsthand testimony suggests that. And I'm sure that there are hundreds or if not thousands of others that are just being quiet about this thing for fear of losing their job. Whistleblowers they face real consequences in today's day and age. As you can see, you've been fired, you've lost everything. We're going to figure out how to support you here in a second. But, you know, these people are going to say that it's unreliable because people just make things up. They're just making things up. To those people, what do you say? This is a self-reporting database. It's inaccurate for that reason.
It's a federal crime if you make something up. I don't think people are making things up. They would not go through the process that needs to be done to report to VAERS to just make things up. It's a process. They will continue to follow you if you're injured. Who wants to lie to the federal government? Nobody does. I mean, it's crazy for them to even suggest that. People are just looking for answers. They're looking for help. I mean, and again, it's not my job to determine if somebody's vaccine injured. That's the CDC's job based on the reporting that's being done. But again, if there's no education about that reporting, how in the world are we ever going to know? And what are we going to do with all of these patients who are on disability now, who are dead, who've gotten medical problems that they didn't have before? Where is their voice? Who is their voice? Nobody is answering for them. And now we're going after the kids. The kids are going to be a whole new thing because in adults, it's easy to blame it on something else because adults tend to have other medical problems, medications. In children, they're generally healthy. When children start dropping dead, when children start having problems, what are we going to blame it on? It's awful. If we don't have adult voices for adults, who's going to be the voice for our children?
We've already seen studies coming out here. There's new so-called quote, heavy air quotes here, studies coming out showing that newborns and toddlers are experiencing heart defects because of climate change. Really, that's really what they're saying. These actual bona fide studies are coming out. This is more propaganda trying to get people used to the idea. And to your comment about who wants to lie to the federal government, it seems Tony Fauci is doing it regularly and with impunity. Fauci is a liar. He's a criminal. He has lied to Congress under oath. He should be in jail for that right now. We don't have a lawmaker with a testicular fortitude to just go ahead and do it. I'm out of time here. Deborah, how do people support you? That's what we want to do here. We're an action platform. You've lost your job. You're a hero for being honest. If somebody wants to support you that's listening to this, how do they do it?
There is a Give, Send, Go fund that I had started for myself. My goal is to eventually open up some sort of a medical clinic to offer unbiased healthcare that's supportive, that gives informed consent to patients. I've lost everything. I can't work. And especially in New York State, the mandates are terrible here. And if you're not vaccinated, you can't get a religious exemption. Now getting a medical exemption, you can't get one. Nobody wants to hire a whistleblower.
Well, we're going to put the link to that Give, Send, Go below this video, everywhere that it's posted. And also, if you don't find it there, you can find it at stupeters.tv because we want to support you. Deborah Conrad, go ahead.
I was just going to say, another thing people can do is to go on theirs, look at the criteria for reporting and report their potential injury. If they fall into that, an individual can report themselves. They don't have to have a medical person report for them. You can report your own case.
Deborah Conrad, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Stu.
How about just don't end up on the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting Systems database at all? Because you're not going to be injured. You're not going to be killed by this bioweapon. You're going to stay healthy. You're going to prevent yourself from getting sick from this and any other virus. Influenza, all of it. Go to ZStackProtocol.com right now. Dr. Zev Zelenko says that you and your kids can be protected against virtually all viruses with his formula. It's a one-pill formula you take twice a day. Quercetin, zinc, D3, C, among other things that combat specifically this COVID-19 chimerically engineered, sociopathic, Tony Fauci, taxpayer-funded Wuhan China flu, along with influenza and many other viruses. He's the Nobel Prize nominee, Presidential Medal of Freedom nominee that saved thousands of lives in upstate New York. I trust this guy. I take the Z-Stack and I have remained healthy. Go to ZStackProtocol.com right now. Pre-order the gummies for your kids and put your own on auto ship to avoid any shipping delays due to high demands for this stuff. There's a reason it's in high demand, and it's because people are staying healthy. Check my Telegram or my Gab account for all of the great testimonials. Go to ZStackProtocol.com right now. Look at the testimonials there. Put this thing on auto ship. Stay healthy. It's important to me. I need you here. I need you here with me. Go to ZStackProtocol.com right now. Again, it's ZStackProtocol.com. Well, the Arizona audit has come, and we're supposed to believe that it is gone, putting up a whole Soviet parade's worth of red flags about the 2020 election there. But that audit is only going to help Republicans if they learn from it and make sure Arizona's elections are secure going forward. And making sure that that actually happens starts with that state's next governor. Carrie Lake is running for governor in Arizona, and she joins us now. Donald Trump, did he win in 2020? Is it your opinion that he won the election?
Yes, it is my opinion that he won. And we need to actually deal with that right away. You know, you said when I'm governor, we can deal with the 2020. We need to deal with it right now. Our current governor needs to get on the ball and deal with what we learned from this audit. And the audit proves that we weren't told the truth, that a corrupt election was certified by a bunch of corrupt people in this state. And we're not going to sweep that under the rug. There's no sweeping that under the rug because we can't move forward as a country until we know that we have elections that matter, that are secure, and that we can trust.
President Trump, who, by the way, endorses you, congratulations on the endorsement from President Trump, has said that people close to him have actually encouraged him just move on, focus on 24 if there's going to be a thing there. But President Trump has then broadcast publicly, no, I'm not going to do that. We need to fix 2020. It is my personal opinion, Carrie, that if we don't do that, we will never have a free and fair election in this country ever again. Is that hyperbolic?
I don't think so. I agree with you 100%. And, you know, I don't know what's going to happen in this next legislative session in Arizona. If I could control Governor Doug Ducey, if I could get in his ear and say, this is what you need to do, I would say, Governor Ducey, call a special session immediately. Have the legislators get in there and take everything we're learning from the forensic audit and fix it. We got to stop with these outrageous mail-in ballots that are going to everyone, even people who are dead or haven't lived here for 6, 10 years. We've got mail-in ballots floating around, and that has to stop. We have to start taking responsibility as voters, as citizens, to say, you know what? I love convenience, but I don't love convenience at the cost of security. and having faith in the election process. So the governor needs to call the lawmakers in immediately, have a special session, make some big changes to our laws to shore up our elections so that we have fair elections. We have ballots that we can't counterfeit. And we do have a plan for that. And we can pass that. It's out there right now. It's a piece of legislation that they tried to pass. The governor vetoed it. Then they tried to roll it into our budget bill. And a judge said, wait, you can't roll that into a budget bill. So now we're back at square one. There's a bunch of things our current governor can do. If he won't do it, when I'm governor and take office in January of 2023, that will be our first line of order. We will go down that checklist of every single thing the audit showed, and we will take care of it. And we will have the most secure elections in the country. We'll be the standard bearer for the rest of the country. They'll say, we want to do it like Arizona's doing it. Because I'm tired of knowing and feeling that my vote didn't count. And this last election, 2020, I was one of the people handed a Sharpie with a very thin ballot where every mark I made bled through to the other side. And I believe my vote was probably tossed out or adjudicated by somebody who knows what they ended up putting down for my vote.
Yeah.
It's wrong. I'm an American and I demand that my vote count.
It's such a ground zero right that we have here that men and women have paid with their lives to protect voting, representing a constituency of, by, and for the people. I mean, that is how our country was founded. I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't have said it better myself. Under Doug Ducey's nose, a lot of things happening in Arizona. Now, I mean, as far as the audit is concerned, that didn't even touch some of the canvassing stuff that Liz Harris has done there, the kinematic data from Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer, the trends data from people like Seth Keschel, one of General Flynn's captains that's out there doing really hard work, and then the audit itself. But then we're hearing about backdoor deals happening. We've got Brnovich, who's been basically non-responsive, and he's wishy-washy depending on what media outlet he's trying to appeal to, whatever base. Well, there was, everything was fine. Trust those people. And then if he appears on Newsmax, it's, yeah, we got to fix this. Arrests are coming. To me, it's my opinion that he just wants to secure a nomination. And that's why he's talking tough right now. But you have a lot of issues in Arizona. Critical race theory, big. Education, big. Mandates. People in real life are suffering under this communistic overreach, this totalitarian, oppressive government. That's the full weight of the federal government coming down on Arizona. Are these distractions to the 2020 election, number one? Are you going to allow these things to distract you from that? How do you balance that? How do you independently deal from those things in Arizona as the governor to protect your citizens from this Reich, this federal regime?
It's just outrageous what's happening. I think a lot of it is distraction. Throw everything at the American people so that they don't pay attention to the elections. And that's why the elections are the most important. We won't sweep it under the rug. But because all of these distractions, all of this craziness is being thrown at us, we have to deal with it as well. One of the things that's most alarming to me is what's happening in our schools, our government-run schools, and parents are wising up to it. And they're saying, whoa, wait a minute. We don't like this curriculum that you're trying to brainwash our kids with. We don't like that they're learning to be racist through the CRT crap. And we don't like that you are churning out these kids who've been brainwashed, and we're going to get involved. And now because they're getting involved, they've been labeled domestic terrorists. And they've gone a step further here in Arizona. We have one school district in Scottsdale where the president of the school board was collecting private information on any family that stood up and pushed back against the moves that the school board was making. And I'm talking about this guy was going down and pulling information from divorce decrees, bankruptcy filings. Somebody made a complaint against a single mom who was a nurse. And I hope to God it wasn't this Jan Michael Greenberg, who was the president of the school board until this week. He's still on the school board, sadly. He should be kicked off and investigated himself. But basically cyberbullying these families who have the audacity to speak up and say, wait a minute, we want to say in how our kids are educated. And we kind of joke that the DOJ is calling us parents who care domestic terrorists. But that is a very serious label to put on a parent. It's more than just a label. Once you're labeled a domestic terrorist, you can be investigated and you can be put on a list and surveilled by your own government. And that is serious business. Can you imagine being a mom who happened to speak out at a school board meeting, and next thing you know, you're on the no-fly zone or no-fly list, rather, and you can't even take a vacation with your family or you're being surveilled because you care about your kids' education. What's happening in this country, the federal government is coming after citizens, and it's unacceptable. And as governor of Arizona, I will push back. They will be pushed out every way we can. And I will never allow any ounce of money, manpower, funding to go toward this fusion center, which we have here in Arizona. It's basically a combo. The FBI working with Arizona DPS, which is basically our state police, to look into terrorists and domestic terrorists. I would never allow one penny to go toward that and investigate parents if they're being labeled domestic terrorists.
Is Big Pharma going to be able to weigh in and buy your governor's office?
Not if I'm the governor. I'm not accepting money from them. I don't know if they paid me any money. I just am getting funded by the people of Arizona, not all of these special interests. I think Big Pharma really needs to be looked into. And I would like to work with our legislators and come up with some laws here in Arizona where we have the ability as Arizonans to sue Big Pharma for any and all serious side effects caused by these vaccines that they're pushing. Right now, they can push these vaccines on us and face no legal ramifications for that. We can't sue them if we have a serious injury caused by these vaccines. Why do they get that? No other company in the world gets that kind of a freebie.
It's unprecedented.
Liability.
I mean, Pfizer has basically become the new world government. It's a very pivotal thing. A lot of people are very fearful of what's happening in this country, and they are. Record numbers of people are moving to Florida because they feel like they can escape this Nazi-like
tyranny.
It's tyranny. It is. Absolutely, it is. And there are so many comparisons to 1930s Germany relating to this vaccine rollout and these mandates and this caste system and the violence in our streets and the way that they're setting up for more violence and giving criminals impunity as they burn down occupied police precincts. I mean, everything is so closely paralleled to a 1930s Germany. It's really scary. You're a big supporter of the Trump 2016 agenda, yes?
Of course I am. I am a Trump Republican. And anybody who thinks the Republican Party, that Trump is not the head of the Republican Party now, is living in fantasy land. And I'm dealing with a lot of those type of people, by the way. The establishment swamp is very deep here in Arizona. And they're going to have to wake up to the fact that the Make America Great MAGA movement is going nowhere. It's growing. People want their country back. We are America First Republicans. If they want to come in and join us, great. If they don't, then get out.
What does that mean to you, America First? What does that mean to Carrie Lake?
It means that for me as an Arizona governor, we put the needs of Arizonans first. You know, you talked about the pharmaceutical companies. We talk about the federal government. We want to put Arizona families' needs first. We want parents to have their rights back. We want Arizona businesses to be able to thrive. Right now, what we see happening very often is we invite some big corporation in. We scrape off the desert, give them a bunch of tax breaks, build them up. They don't pay any taxes. And then we have all these Arizona businesses looking around going, what about us? This isn't a level playing field. We need a level playing field, equality for these Arizona businesses. And it's about time we do that. We've had a lot of politicians that are being pushed and run by special interests. And I'm a free agent. I'm being funded by the people of Arizona. And that's all I care about. My special interest group is the people of Arizona.
It's so refreshing to hear somebody say that and then actually to mean it, a totally different thing. And I pray that you do.
And
I don't have any reason not to believe you.
I need to say this, I'm fortunate because I worked here as a journalist, a fair journalist for 27 years in Arizona. And because I have name recognition, 85% of the state knows who I am. I have incredible name ID. I have incredible trust because people invited me into their homes for 27 years. I was there for the good times, the bad times. I mean, we laughed together, we cried together, I informed them. And so I have a great relationship with the people of Arizona. So I don't need to take all of this garbage money from donors who want control over me. And that's why I'm doing this, because I am a free agent. I have integrity. I walked away from my high-paying job at the height of my career, number one in ratings. And I said, no, I'm not going to do this. If I can't be a journalist who speaks the full truth, then I will not lend my voice, my brain, my heart, and my soul to this immoral industry anymore.
That's something that I can totally get with. This interview is not long enough. We're going to have to sit down and talk to you more in depth. There's a lot of things to cover, specifically in Arizona, but with the time that we do have left, immigration, big, huge problem. A problem when you're talking about 2020 and moving forward in elections, it's a problem. The way that it has broken the back of our American economy. I mean, this is bankruptcy level type immigration. There's another caravan on its way here right now. This is in Arizona. I know that this is a big deal for you, and it's everywhere because every state is a border state. We have whistleblowers that work for United Airlines saying that they are free of charge, busing these people all over, flying these people into the interior of our country. Right now, as we speak, there are undocumented, unvetted, unchecked, untested, illegal aliens entering your communities, bogging down your school systems. Their primary language is not English. They could have criminal histories. They could be convicted rapists, but we don't know that. What is your message? This is a big deal because $1 billion, Paul Gosar, who, by the way, also endorses you, doesn't get any more America First than that. Is the only guy, he was on an island standing up against this administration about this $1 billion or more that is going directly into the pockets of these illegals that are being paid. They're being organized to come here and being paid to come here to disrupt this country. From an Arizona perspective, what would be your message to President Biden about what immigration, illegal immigration, is doing to this country right now?
It's destroying this country. It's a slap in the face to every working American. It's a slap in the face to every family in America. And it's a slap in the face to every veteran who's fought for this country and continues to do so, our military. I am appalled at what's happening. Joe Biden handed over control of our border to the cartels in Mexico. We do not have a border right now. We're not in charge of it. The cartels in Mexico who are smuggling families, men, women, children, they're trafficking children, and they're pushing large quantities of drugs, many of which come over from China, in through our border in Arizona. And what happens in Arizona doesn't stay in Arizona. As you said, people are being shipped all over and trafficked all over. It's disgusting what's happening. And we should be putting military on the border. We need to shut down our border and we need to put military. I just saw some video out of Poland where they're having huge flooding, migrants flooding the border and trying to come across into Poland. And they have the smarts to put their military on the border.
I saw the video that you're referencing. Yeah, and it's stopping them. It's working. It's effective. Walls.
We have a caravan heading toward us right now. And I don't know if our governor's asleep at the wheel or if he has a plan. But we need to get people on the border. And I think we should actually allow our sheriff's deputies on these border counties to deputize willing and able Arizonans to help. We need boots on the ground right now.
I agree. Couldn't agree more. Carrie Lake, we're going to have you back. You promised to come back for a longer, more in-depth discussion.
Absolutely.
There's so many things that we could talk about, and we want to have you on. Carrie Lake, we will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and MyPillow, but millions of you out there. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you for all of your support. At MyPillow, we not only have pillows, but we have hundreds of products, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, and my new beds. We're offering the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have this exclusive offer on the standard size MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. We also have the queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with your promo code. And we have the king size, regularly $89.98, now only $29.98 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer.
Well, Fox News loves to tout itself as the champion of conservatives. But that's a lie. Fox News itself is just another generic left-wing corporation. They held an event in Florida just last night. And if you wanted to attend, you needed to bring along, guess what? Your vaccination card. Stu Peters Show investigative reporter Edward Zoll is all over this, like Vernon Jones to a rape victim. Edward, Fox News is pushing their people into the beast system. What details did you dig up?
Well, Stu, Fox News, or fake news, as many conservatives are starting to call them, held what they like to call the Patriot Awards last night. Of course, their definition of patriotism might actually be loyalty to the tyranny that we're living under. Right now, they held an event in Hollywood, Florida. This was last night. all the hosts that you see on TV, the ones with the great hair, the ones with the great voices. They showed up, they made themselves available to fans and big donors. You had people like Dan Bongino, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Judge Jeanine Pirro, Brian Kilmeade, Mike Rowe, Pete Hegseth, Nancy Grace, and even Laura Ingraham. Here's Laura.
Oh, I just want to, oh, I see you in the fifth row with three masks. Oh, Dr. Fauci, thank you for coming. Oh, and you have your own booster. No, I just mean a booster seat. I don't mean a booster shot.
So Laura Ingraham, she has some jokes to say about Dr. Fauci and his booster shots. But that's what makes this so ironic and tragic. The event itself had a requirement for vaccination. You had to show a vaccine passport, or at least a negative test. This doesn't seem to jive with the notion that this is a freedom event, a patriot event. It doesn't even seem to jive with what our governor said at the event last night.
We worked very hard over the last year and a half, standing up to bureaucrats, standing up to corporate media, to keep Florida open. We protected people's right to earn a living and businesses' right to be open, kids' right to be in school. We were not going to let Florida descend into a Faucian dystopia. Where people's freedoms were curtailed and their livelihoods were destroyed. We choose freedom over Fauciism. Law enforcement, firefighters, nurses. Many of those people right now throughout our country are facing a loss of job because of COVID mandates. No nurse, no police officer, no truck driver, no anybody should lose their job because of COVID jabs.
Except if you're a cameraman, a light controller, or anybody involved in the services for this event, let alone an attendee. You were not allowed to show up if you didn't have a vaccine status to share with the masters at Fox News. Now, it was about a $125 or $250 or $500 ticket, you know, to get in. They had this patriot silver and gold status. But the thing that was not excluded from this was, again, the involvement or the betrayal of your privacy. Because when you showed up at the door of the Hard Rock Casino in Hollywood, Florida, there was a Fox Nation team member sitting there ready to verify your vaccine status. And they wanted to do this so they could give you a color-coded wristband. That sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? It turns out that Fox News and their concentration camp plantation that they want to bring many conservatives onto, especially in the mind, is a paper tiger. It's fake. They don't really care about vaccine mandates. Otherwise, they wouldn't have required this of attendees. They said in order to attend the event, you have to show a COVID vaccine card or a negative COVID test 72 hours prior to the event. And of course, there's a mandatory checkpoint for this too. How does that square? How does even Newsmax square this? Corporate media, ones that pretend to represent you and I, are already allied with the tyrannical regime pushing mandates, exclusions, even firings on employees based on you being willing to roll the dice with this mRNA experimental shot. I'll tell you this, here at the Stu Peters Show, the only thing we require of you is to have discernment and be inspired by the Holy Spirit. We'll never require a vaccine. You just need your shot for truth. Reporting for the Stu Peters Show, I'm Edward Saul.
Well, right now at this very moment, as America-hating communist Democrats in Congress and the president, the dementia patient, is telling you that everything is great, Carlos Cortez is a financial expert who says, nah, pump the brakes, not so fast. This thing could possibly crash. The vaccines are working. Consumer confidence is up. The jobs report is fine. Don't worry about inflation. To all of this, you say what?
Exactly just that. I mean, everything is running smooth according to the media. And who trusts the media these days? but trust too. I will say this, that this is a huge house of cards that are just about to fall. They're planning up the stage. We want to make money on the upswings. Of course, the retail is going to do well during Christmas time. That's obvious. But we do want to make money on the upswings of the market. We want to take advantage of this a dementia patient, but we also want to protect ourselves on the way down when that market crashed or that huge correction happens.
Things that this guy can do. Make sure that you visit him at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Carlos Cortez, Cortez Wealth Management. Thanks. We'll see you tomorrow. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way that you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. Maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Ad-free experience, behind-the-scenes interviews, all of that. RedVoiceMedia.com/premium. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the